Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Monica Grable. Monica is the executive director of the Bitterroot Performing Arts Council, the presenter of the Bitterroot Performing Arts Series, happening once again, starting with the first concert coming up a little bit later on in October. Welcome once again.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
It's been a bit of an annual ritual of ours to get together mm-hmm. once you release your series and start to talk about it. You present at the Hamilton High School at the Hamilton Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, what, 700-seat venue?
Just about 700 seats, a very surprising concert hall to be attached to a high school. It was built with the intention of being for the community, not exclusively for school use. And we've benefited from that greatly as an organization and have continued the series that actually grew out of that the center itself under the auspices of the school district originally. And now we're in the seventh year of the nonprofit version of the Performing Arts Series. But we've had 12 continuous years of this series in Hamilton, so pretty exciting.
Well, another wonderful schedule. I was just quite surprised and excited when I saw the list of people. I'll run some of that now, and then maybe we can come back and talk a little detail. The first concert will be Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings coming up October 24th. You've got the amazing musicians, David Finkel and Wu Han, piano-cello duo coming in November, Parsons Dance Company in January. The Kronos Quartet is on the list for February. The Irish band Solus a couple of days before St. Patrick's Day, and then closing things out next April with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Really great.
The audience favorite.
Yeah. You always look for a variety in something that's great for families, great across the board. As a presenter, you're really looking for something that you're bringing something that's hopefully great, but new and interesting and exciting for your community, for Hamilton, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, we look for things that we think will work for our community, including things that maybe are something a little bit unique that might be a learning experience for our audience. One of the fabulous things that has transpired over the years is to have people experience a really wide variety of the arts that are out there, the arts that we think aren't easily accessible where we live in Montana. And so we try to cover a lot of different bases. And what we hear from our patrons often is that they really appreciate that variety. And of course, we've had subscribers all of these years who are thankfully up for anything. So we take them a lot of different directions. And then each time as well with our individual sales, we're trying to bring in maybe a new audience of sorts each and every time. Just trying to reach maybe a new segment of the community.
Right. And you're drawing widely now from the region. Certainly some of the names you've been able to bring in regularly are bringing audiences.
Right.
You know, certainly thinking last year's season, you had people, Mark Cohn, others, people coming from all over the state.
Right. And, you know, we have audience members coming from, we think about as far as Spokane area, sometimes up into BC, occasionally down into Wyoming, of course, and, you know, at least far over in the state as far as Bozeman, if not a little further on occasion. So, you know, about a four-hour driving circle, something like that. And that's been, you know, a great treat for us to have people come from far and wide.
Well, certainly a real opportunity for the Bitterrooters to start.
Roy
Rogers will be the first concert coming up Saturday, October 24th. He's that great San Francisco blues slide guitar guy, right?
Slide guitar. Yeah, right. And that's something we really haven't had the opportunity to present yet. People in our audience or in the Lacine region may have had some recent experience with Roy if they attended the Hoot in Livingston late summer. He was very prominently on display there and really energized the crowd, and we're looking forward to having him do the same for our audience.
David Finkel and Wu Han, this is a special performance. Not only are these two, not only are these two just fabulous and a real rare opportunity, I think, to even see them in this part of the country, but it's a special benefit for your organization. A number of circumstances coming together perfectly, so really it is going to be a true benefit, and people can come out and hear some amazing music.
That's right. We are absolutely delighted to have them on our stage in the first place. David Finkel was here along with the Emerson String Quartet when he was yet a member of that group, and is returning with Wu Han, a concert pianist. Both amazing musicians and, you know, just a real treat for us in general. But when we were notified that they would be essentially gifting the performance to us and that we had other support as well in the community to cover the additional expenses, making this an absolute benefit in that every penny of that ticket will go into our funds that hopefully we can hang on to for a bit and give us a little bit of a falling back place. And, you know, each and every year we end the year just wondering, honestly, if we're going to make it. You know, I mean, we end each year just hoping that the numbers will come out. And, you know, we've been able to end in the black, but just barely. Mm-hmm. So this is a chance to, you know, maybe turn the corner a little bit and give us, you know, a little bit more backing for the future, which will, of course, enable us to plan ahead much more so than we've been able to do in the past. That's been a struggle to be able to feel confident enough in our finances to then be able to look into the future very, very far. So I think this will be a great opportunity in many ways for our community, including for the finance of our organization.
Yeah, as a smaller presenting organization, mm-hmm. It's crucial. You know, you have a snowy day and it can really affect attendance. And having something like this was a really wonderful benefit to the schedule. Parsons Dance coming in January. I don't know much about this company.
Parsons Dance is, you know, one of the noted New York dance companies, gaining lots of attention over the last 10 years. David Parsons is definitely a mover in modern dance, and this is just an extraordinary company. And we've been really fortunate to, you know, be able to present some pretty fantastic dance over the years, pretty surprisingly fantastic for a town as small as ours in particular. And this is just another installment in that effort to teach our audience that dance is something that they really do truly love after all. You know, it's an 8-member group and not particularly esoteric, you know, very accessible modern dance, very athletic and very interesting. So we're looking forward to that. We also have great opportunities when we have these artists come in to do workshops. Some University of Montana students even have participated in master classes with local students in the Bitterroot Valley. And so we'll be getting to do that again. And that's a great, you know, aspect of what we do.
You've got Kronos Quartet coming in February. one of the top kind of cutting edge quartets over the last couple of decades that do really new and innovative works, great collaborations. It's amazing they're coming to Montana.
It is amazing. And every time I say they're coming, I kind of laugh a little because, you know, it's just one of those things that it's, you know, truly amazing even to us. And we scheduled it that, you know, we have the opportunity again, you know, pretty out of the way rural place. But thankfully, Kronos Quartet really relies on their drive to present educational programming, including their concerts themselves, to audiences who have not yet heard them. And we know that people will be driving from a distance to see them. They're also appearing in Billings and Big Sky, but we hope to draw audience from a ways, but we're also hoping to just have a great experience for our local audience as well.
We don't have a ton of time left, but certainly we can mention Solace in March, and that concert's actually going to be presented by your organization in Missoula.
That's right. You know, we've been quite fortunate to have our dates kind of work out. Anybody who's worked with a school district venue or a university venue, for that matter, knows that there is some time before the schedule can be confirmed. And in this case, we had this plan to present Solace before really knowing with certainty that we were going to have our regular venue, which it turned out we actually were not able to secure for that weekend. But we look at it as an opportunity to reach out to the Missoula audience, who quite frankly has helped support our series for a dozen years now. And we really wanted to, you know, try to bridge that gap a little bit and tip our hat to the Missoula audience and say thank you for, you know, attending, and also not to have to turn down a great opportunity to present clearly one of the favorite Irish-American bands out there.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy wrapping things up. And you said audience favorite at the top. Really an amazing group for nothing like them live is what I would say.
That's right. A very polished, rather more produced, I guess you would say, show than some of the other artists that we present. But the last time we presented them, they were here to do their Christmas show. And the comment that we heard after that primarily was, "That was great. Now have them back so we can hear the rest of their music." So no Christmas tunes this time. They'll be doing their, all their favorites from over the years. And it's just a really great time.
If people are interested, obviously season tickets are available, individual concert tickets going on sale, already
right.
on sale for Roy Rogers and
right.
and more. Why don't you give the phone number, the website, that kind of thing for people? We're talking about
sure.
the Bitterroot Performing Arts Series for 2015-16, which kicks off on Saturday, October 24th.
And tickets are available by calling 363-7946 or going to our website, bitterrootperformingarts.org.
bitterrootperformingarts.org. And again, we'll have links as well at our website. The first two concerts are Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings on Saturday, October 24th at 8 o'clock. And then David Finkel in Wuhan, the classical concert, will be Friday, November 20th, 8 o'clock. Tickets go on sale on October 9th for that second show. I've been talking with Monica Grable today, the executive director of the Bitterroot Performing Arts Council.
Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate you having me in.